T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Brian, your brother's unfortunately right now also battling colon cancer. And you brought it up to us, and we want to bring it up to you, our listener, because I bet a lot of people are going through this challenge that you are. Is how can you be the best possible support system for that person that's battling cancer right now?
Well, with my brother, yeah, he's in round two, just finished round two of 12 rounds of chemo for colon cancer. And he's being a soldier about it. He's documenting it. He wants to promote, you know, awareness for colon cancer. And I think that the issue I've run into in the past couple weeks, and I didn't know this was going to be an issue for me, was being a supportive brother while also not being like the big brother who has all the answers. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people, I hope other people have run into this and have advice for me, but it's being that loving support system who's like, you can do it, bro, but also not feeling like I have to tell him how to fix everything.
Or how to live his life now.
Exactly, because I've always been that brother, like, come to me for advice. I have advice for you. I've never gone through chemotherapy. And it's kind of a weird feeling where you feel helpless and you want to help, but then sometimes you feel like you're coming off kind of judgy or, how do I say it, like critical of him when he's at his lowest, you know? So I'm really struggling with this balance of being supportive and not being judgy.
Well, also, it's like you want to be positive, but like also they have a right to be upset. And they have a right to have bad days. And so it's kind of being that support person that you're not like, you know, when you want to be positive, maybe you just need to sit there and listen and let them be negative,
no idea.
Because sometimes you're feeling that way,
it's
you know?
So easy to say and so much different to go through.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. And I think we can all think of moments where somebody that we love is battling through something like cancer or going through chemotherapy. I know my mom right now is battling a bone marrow disorder, and there's times where you're like, oh, come on, mom, it's okay, it's gonna be great, let's keep having faith. And although they have a good attitude about it, there are times where they're down. And I know right now we've been on top of her in regards to like, all right, we're gonna change up your diet and this and that, and it's almost like we're always looking at every action she's taking and we're forgetting just to be her sons,
right?
And just enjoying her as our mom. And like talking about other things other than, you know, the health challenge that she's going through right now, you know, but we would love to hear from you. What advice do you have for people like Brian that a family member or somebody that they love is battling cancer, is going through chemo? How can you be the best possible support system without being too overbearing?
Right.
Like, and creating friction between each other.
I don't have the answers, and I feel like sometimes you have to have them, but then you don't. And I've never gone through it. So if anyone out there has come through it and gone on the other side of that situation and has any advice or how to feel or maybe things that are I should expect or things that they've gone through, please let me know.
Yeah, our number is 877-971-HITS. That's 877-971-4487. We would love to hear from you via call or text. Cynthia from Huntington Beach, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling in and giving Brian advice and just anybody who's listening right now that wants to be a better support system for somebody that's battling cancer.
I can tell you how to do it. I've had it 3 times. I'm on my fourth bout. Now I have recurring metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in my bones. It's in my blood. It's in my brain. And you know what, Frank? I could give a
tell it.
I love your attitude.
It's about the loving and the living and the joy. We cannot live in a place of grief and sympathy because it does not assist those who are dying and who are sick. We must remind them that it is about living in the moment. It is about living today. Is it about enjoying this life? Because from the moment we're born, we're all doomed to die.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think so there's nothing more certain than your birth date and then your death date. I mean,
absolutely.
We all know that.
Absolutely, and everything in between, it's up to you how you handle everything in between. And it must be done with love. People who are sympathetic to those who are grieving and to those who are sick and worried about their own life, it does not assist them in their process. We have to be joyful, keep it positive, because that way you can go forward.
I think what I'm struggling with lately is like, this is such a new thing for us, where my brother and I have always had this relationship where I've always been big brother, I've got the answers, I've got, I can fix things, like you're going to be like, hey man, we're going to be good. And I think, like, I'm trying to learn how to let him have those moments where the chemotherapy makes him feel terrible. And it's like just being more support and realizing and being okay with the fact that I don't have any answers. I've never gone through that, and just listening, I guess.
Right. Yeah, just to be loving and be supportive and be inspirational. Share movies, share books, share ideas, share thoughts.
Cynthia, we just want to thank you for being so inspirational to us and to everybody that's listening right now and using your platform and your experiences to inspire and motivate others. So we want to thank you so much for coming through.
I love you all so much, and I want for you all to have all the beauty and grace and mercy. I wake up and I'm so joyful and happy every moment. I am not depressed or unhappy. I don't care when I go. It doesn't matter. All I care about is now and today.
And enjoying it. Yes. Cynthia.
Such a beautiful soul. Thank you for calling in today.
God
Thank
bless you.
You
all. You take care. My name is Cynthia Wellington. You all take care.
Thank you, Cynthia. God bless. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, you too.
Aaron from Compton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Love your vibe. What is your advice for people like Brian that are trying to be the best possible support system for somebody that they love that's battling cancer?
Okay, first off, I'm an emotional crier, so sorry if I'm crying. I just want to say stay positive for the person. You have to stay strong. You have to stay strong for that person. When my mother, when we first found out this January, she was already at stage 4 for ovarian cancer. So I had to go through, well, me and my sisters, we had to go through the whole, you know, transition of, okay, what's the next step? What we got to do? Trying to find answers. What is it that, you know, like you said earlier, you know, how can we change your diet? Every day when I go visit my mom, I have to pretend like nothing wrong with my mom because so that my mom can have that attitude like, okay, I'm just here, I'm just doing my thing, and we're gonna live day by day. Matter of fact, I saw her yesterday, and she was her hair starting to grow back, and she's like, really? Everybody's been saying the same thing. So
what's your mom's name, Aaron?
My mom's name is Denise Newman.
Well, we'll be praying for your mom, Denise, and I'm glad that she's surrounded by amazing daughters like yourself, Aaron, that are definitely doing everything to go above and beyond, be supportive, be joyful, and be living in the present. That's what we just heard from our previous listener, too.
Exactly.
You know, live in the present and enjoy the present.
Yeah, making them feel like they're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing. My mom actually was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and that was one thing she said was, I know I have you guys, but I still feel alone. Like, you never think it's going to happen to you. So props to you for being such amazing daughters.
Thank you. And can I give a quick shout out to some few people real quick?
Of course, go for it.
All right, I just want to give a shout out to my mom. I love you. All my sisters, I love you. My fiance Reggie, I love you. Can't wait to get married in February. And most especially to my two beautiful kids, Kaylani and Milani. I love you guys. And whoever's out there fighting, just stay positive.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate the love and your beautiful words. And stay on the line. We'll give you our address so we can get an invite to your wedding. All right? Hold on.
Hey, now.
Hey. Thank you so much. And I think that's also part of it, right, is building that community of people that are going through the same situation and being like, hey, we're not alone. We can help each other out. What are our texts saying, Brian?
We got a lot of great texts. Thank you guys for the support on the text line. I mean, I as a person who's going through this for the first time alongside of my brother, I think I'm learning that I don't have to have the answers. I don't. Just being supportive, being positive. We grew up in kind of a tough love, like brother situation. It was like, walk it off. And sometimes you just got to understand that empathy is what you need to have. Great text from the 213. Hi, Brian. My husband was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer at age 27. They're going through a hell of a battle. Like you guys, and like you guys said right now, there are good days and there are bad days. I found that I just need to hear him out sometimes when he's at his worst. Talk to him, let him express how he feels and express the way his body feels during the treatments and things. Your brother, and you will be in my thoughts and prayers. Hashtag cancer warriors.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Well, thank you so much for all of you that called in, that texted in. Blessings and prayers are with you that are battling through cancer right now.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.